Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God. I'm your host, Art Siriano. To me, there is nothing more important than prayer, which is why I start the program off each week with a simple message. And that is, in order to have a relationship with Jesus, we must pray and pray often. Some of us look at prayer as a chore or even a burden. I can assure you it is not. Because through prayer, we get to talk directly to Jesus anytime we wish about anything on our minds. The more we pray, the stronger our relationship becomes, and we soon learn how to let go and let God, meaning we give Him all that is troubling us and let Him handle it. The secret is that once we give Him our woes, we do not take them back. When we do not, we can live our lives full of peace and contentment. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about the Holy Spirit and a phrase we hear often, "Peace be with you." Today is the solemnity of the Most Holy Spirit, and we're going to not only speak about that, but we're also going to address today's topic, unconditional love. So what exactly is unconditional love, and how does that differ from regular love? A simple definition of unconditional love is affection without any limitations or love without conditions. Loving our spouse and our children should be unconditional love because we should not have any limitations. God the Father has unconditional love for all of us, as does Jesus, which is why He died on the cross for our sins. So much of our Christian faith is based on love. We are to love God and Jesus with all our hearts. We are told that we must love one another as we love ourselves and accept everyone for who they are without any prejudice. But our love for God and Jesus must be unconditional love, because just like the love we have for our spouse and children, there must not be any limitations. In the Bible it says, chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, "I give you a new commandment, love each other just as I have loved you. So you also must love each other. This is how everyone will know that you are my disciples, when you love each other." Here we are being told that we are commanded by Jesus to love one another as He loves us. And that in order to be a true Christian, we must show our love through kindness, compassion, and helping those in need. Now, how does this tie into the feast we are celebrating today, the Solemnity of the Holy Trinity? Well, in the Old Testament, no one could see God in any of the passages. But in the New Testament, God is recognized through Jesus, His only Son. God reveals the richness of the Father, and through whom we receive the fullness of eternal life through the Holy Spirit. As we celebrate the great solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity today, we are praising God's merciful love for all of us. And today our Lord is asking all of us to love one another and overcome our differences. Simply said, God is asking for our unconditional love for Him, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, as well as one another here on earth. As Christians, we have to understand that the Holy Trinity is a relationship that is full of love to inspire all of us to create a bond with our families, neighbors, and most importantly, our Lord. Recognizing the Most Holy Trinity, means we accept that there is God the Father, Jesus' only Son, and the Holy Spirit working independently as well as acting as one for our well-being here on earth, and that is acting as one, they offer everything to us to help us get into heaven when we die, provided we let them. Love is the essence of our Christian faith, and today we accept as Christians the understanding of the Most Holy Trinity. Believing in the Holy Trinity is another important part of living life as a Christian. As we talk more about the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity and unconditional love, we as Christians understand that love is the basis of our faith. We give our love to God, the Father, to Jesus' only Son, and to the Holy Spirit, which is the Holy Trinity. And we give our love to our families and neighbors, all of which are to receive our unconditional love. In Christian terms, unconditional love is love that doesn't depend on the attitudes or actions of the beloved, but it is instead a self-sacrificing love, one that finds its ultimate expression in Christ's sacrifice on the cross. When we look at the Easter season, we understand the love Jesus had for us and His Father, for He was willing to die on the cross. God the Father showed His love by allowing Jesus to die for us, and the Holy Spirit shows His love for us by bringing peace into our lives. The first song I'm going to play today is another way of saying let go and let God. The song is called Give It to Him. As you listen to the song, you will hear in the verses the contrast of our emotions that pull us away from the Lord, like fear and doubt, sadness and loneliness, when we abandon the Lord. Then in the chorus, we hear all we need to do is give it to Him. And when we do, our lives are so much better. Please listen now to my song, Give It to Him.
Let go, give it to Him. He will not do what you want, but He will do what is right. Listen to Him, give Him your trust, for He is love, He is life. Give it to Him.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Siriano. If you would like to learn more about me, email me your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to my website at www.artsiriano.com or find me on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsiriano.com. As we continue talking about the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity and unconditional love, we can turn to the Bible, John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Once again, we hear the emphasis on love because it truly is the foundation of our faith. Love is the strongest emotion we have, and we must understand the significance of loving God the Father, Jesus his Son, and the Holy Spirit. How do we quantify this? The answer is through prayer. We should be praying to Jesus every day, at least once a day. When we are engaged in prayer, we must let Jesus know how much we love him and his Father. We must thank the Lord for all we have and ask for his guidance in any area we may be struggling, dealing with uncertainty, or having difficulty. For example, we know that Jesus wants us to love one another unconditionally, but we are having a problem with someone, and rather than love, we find ourselves thinking unpleasant thoughts. It's probably the devil who may have his hand in this, but pray to Jesus and ask for his strength to change those negative thoughts into positive ones and to help you learn to accept this person for who they are and to love them as a Christian. Living life as a Christian is a choice, one we make, and in so doing, we find many challenges to living as a Christian. But through prayer, we have the means to eliminate any obstacle in our lives simply by praying to Jesus and letting him handle it. And prayer is not just for us, because as Christians, we should be praying for others. A co-worker must undergo a major operation, and although the odds of survival are pretty good, anything can happen. Don't just leave it to chance. Pray for that person and pray hard. Jesus listens to those who are persistent in prayer. It's true that he does listen, but he has his timeline, and many times we feel our prayers have not been answered. But then suddenly, we find ourselves going through a life-changing experience, no doubt orchestrated by Jesus, but one that brings us to a better place. When we pray for things, whether it be for ourselves or others, we need to be persistent, which means not just praying once. Most importantly, being patient, because only the good Lord knows his timeline. As I have said, living life as a Christian is a choice. We indeed make all the decisions, and with that choice, we have complete freedom and control of our actions. As a result, it is very easy for us to lose focus on the Lord and to find other interests that appeal to us. It is very easy to drift away from Jesus, especially when we allow other outside interests to consume us, like work or personal recreation. But as long as we pray every day at least once a day, we do not drift away. We do not lose focus, and even though we may still be dealing with the same outside interests and temptations, we can resist and keep the Lord where he needs to be, which is above everything in our lives. So as you go through your week, make prayer a priority. Have meaningful conversations with Jesus. Soon you will find how powerful prayer is. Understanding how to use prayer is another important step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm about to play is a fun and upbeat worship song with an important message. The song is called Give Music to the Lord. As Christians, it's important that we praise God, not just with our prayers, but with our voices through song. Music is one of the greatest gifts God gave us, and throughout the Bible, there are numerous quotes telling us that we are to sing our praises to the Lord and that he wants to hear them. When we are in church, we should be singing the hymns that are played along with all the acclamations. No matter how we sing, God wants to hear our voices. In the song I'm about to play, we will hear in the verses how the Lord wants to hear us sing, and then in the chorus, how we praise the Lord with our singing voices. Please listen now to my song, Give Music to the Lord. Listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about me, email me your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to my website at www.artsuriano.com or find me on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com. As we said at the start of the program, today is the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. It is the day that we accept and believe that there is one Godhead, who is God the Father, Jesus the Son, and Holy Spirit. God is our Father, and we believe He is the Creator of everything. God gave us Jesus, His Son, and God gave us the Holy Spirit. As we hear today's Gospel, we once again hear the emphasis on love and how Jesus loves God, His Father. Jesus ends the gospel by saying, "Whoever believes in Him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God." I chose an alternate psalm for today, Psalm 30. "I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. The psalm is a song of thanksgiving, for we are to be thankful for all we have. Throughout the psalm, you will hear much praise to our God and thanks. In writing the psalm, I chose to use the ancient text along with a very contemporary music style and arrangement. The psalm has been published by Worship Now. Please listen to my version of Psalm 30. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. Listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Siriano. If you would like to learn more about me, email me your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to my website at www.artsiriano.com or find me on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsiriano.com. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Birdcage. One Easter Sunday morning, a pastor came to the church carrying a rusty, bent old birdcage and set it by the pulpit. Several eyebrows were raised, and as if in response, the pastor began to speak. I was walking through town yesterday when I saw a young boy coming toward me, swinging this birdcage. On the bottom of the cage were three little wild birds, shivering with cold and fright. I stopped the lad and asked, "What you got there, son?" "Just some old birds," came the reply. "What are you going to do with them?" I asked. "Take them home and have fun with them. I'm going to tease them and pull out their feathers to make them fight. I'm going to have a real good time. But you'll get tired of those birds sooner or later. What will you do then? Oh, I got some cats. They like birds. I'll take them to them. The pastor was silent for a moment. How much do you want for those birds, son? Huh? Why? You don't want them birds, mister. They're just plain old field birds. They don't sing. They ain't even pretty. How much? The boy sized up the pastor as if he were crazy and said, $10? The pastor reached into his pocket and took out a $10 bill. He placed it in the boy's hand. In a flash, the boy was gone. The pastor picked up the cage and gently carried it to the end of the alley where there was a tree and a grassy spot. Setting the cage down, he opened the door and by softly tapping the bars, persuaded the birds out, setting them free. Well, that explained the empty bird cage on the pulpit, and then the pastor began to tell this story. One day, Satan and Jesus were having a conversation. Satan had just come from the Garden of Eden, and he was gloating and boasting. Yes, sir, I just caught the world full of people down there. Set me a trap, used bait I knew they couldn't resist. Got them all. What are you going to do with them? Jesus asked. Oh, I'm going to have fun. I'm going to teach them how to marry and divorce each other, how to hate and abuse each other, how to drink and smoke and curse, how to invent guns and bombs and kill each other. I'm really going to have fun. And what will you do when you get done with them? Jesus asked. Oh, I'll kill them. How much do you want for them? Oh, you don't want those people. They ain't no good. Why, you take them and they'll just hate you. They'll spit on you, curse you, and kill you. You don't want those people. How much? Satan looked at Jesus and sneered. All your tears and all your blood. Jesus paid the price. The pastor picked up the cage and he walked away from the pulpit. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. You'll find me every week right here on this podcast channel. Reach out to Jesus this week and pray. Talk to him now and talk to him like he is your best friend. There's nothing you can't tell him, and he does listen. Get to church and start building a relationship with the Lord. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you all next week right here on Let Go and Let God.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.